Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include more mainstream Western media cover news about China organ harvesting atrocities. Paris, France. Falun Gong is not just China's treasure, it's the world's treasure. Switzerland. 36 lawmakers urge UN High Commissioner for Human Rights to help bring former Chinese dictator to justice. Ottawa, Canada. Chinese Communist Party drives forced organ harvesting in China, say independent investigators. Neighbors demand Falun Gong practitioners' release from illegal detention. And Frankfurt, Germany. Falun Dafa Group inspires and informs at the Parade of Cultures. Now for the stories. More mainstream Western media cover news about China organ harvesting atrocities. CNN and The Globe and Mail, Canada's influential national newspaper, covered news of organ harvesting atrocities in China. The reports were triggered by a news conference held at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. on June 22. David Kilgore, former Canadian Secretary of State for Asia-Pacific, human rights lawyer David Mattis, and Ethan Gutman, an award-winning China analyst and investigative journalist, announced the conclusion that their years of research indicate that the number of organ transplants performed in China and the number of non-consenting donors are much higher than previously estimated. The CNN story noted, a new report claims that China is still engaged in the widespread and systematic harvesting of organs from prisoners, and says that people whose views conflict with the ruling Chinese Communist Party are being murdered for their organs. The report, by former Canadian lawmaker David Kilgore, human rights lawyer David Mattis, and journalist Ethan Gutman, collates publicly reported figures from hospitals across China to show what they claim is a massive discrepancy between official figures for the number of transplants carried out throughout the country. They blame the Chinese government, the Communist Party, the health system, doctors, and hospitals for being complicit. Mattis said in a statement, "The Communist Party says the total number of legal transplants is about 10,000 per year. But we can easily surpass the official Chinese figure just by looking at the two or three biggest hospitals." The report estimates that 60,000 to 100,000 organs are transplanted each year in Chinese hospitals. According to the report, that gap is made up of executed prisoners, many of them prisoners of conscience locked up for their religious or political beliefs. China does not report its total number of executions, which it regards as a secret. The Globe and Mail report alleges China is killing thousands to harvest organs. David Kilgore, a human rights activist and former Canadian MP, said, "What we're trying to do is get the government, the party state in Beijing, to stop killing their own people for their organs. An industrial-scale crime against humanity is going on in China. The gamut of body parts on offer in China is breathtaking. Livers, kidneys, hearts, spleens, hands, breasts, arms, hearts, corneas, intestines, pancreases, thyroids, stem cells, hair, and bone marrow." Mr. Mattis, a Winnipeg refugee and human rights lawyer, said, "What's different about China is organ transplant abuse is institutionalized, it's state-run, it's party-directed. It's not a few criminals in back alleys trying to make a fast buck." Falun Gong practitioners who have escaped China have also recounted frequent medical examinations that led to no treatment. They believe that they were being profiled for organ donation compatibility.
Paris, France. Falun Gong is not just China's treasure, it's the world's treasure. 26-year-old Christian Carpinetta from Italy stood in front of some posters near the Eiffel Tower reading about the brutal persecution of Falun Gong in China. He began asking questions to some practitioners who were there raising awareness about the spiritual practice that's been persecuted since 1999. After learning that Falun Gong is rooted in traditional Chinese culture, with the core principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, Carbonetta commented, "It's not just China's treasure, it's the world's treasure, the treasure of mankind." One of the many who stopped at the Falun Gong display on June 26th, Carpinetta currently resides in Nanty in western France and works at a nursing home. He told a practitioner that this was the first time he heard about the persecution. "I pay special attention to persecutions, especially those against people of faith. China has a special place in history. However, because of the Cultural Revolution, its spiritual beliefs are persecuted and historical relics destroyed. The country has come to a dangerous stage. Encouraging the practitioners to continue their efforts, he said, "We need to make people aware of what's happening in China and cherish this practice." Carlos Meldanez signed the petition demanding that the persecution stop after he learned about China's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners incarcerated for their faith. "This is a crime of genocide, a bloody slaughtering. If it was done by a regime, then the regime is guilty," Meldanez said in an outraged tone. "You must let everyone know that the Chinese communist regime is committing a crime against humanity." Cecil from Paris is an 80-year-old Christian woman who understands religious persecution. After she signed the petition, she said, "I want to help fight for your rights. You are doing a great job. Keep it up."
Switzerland. 36 lawmakers urge UN High Commissioner for Human Rights to help bring former Chinese dictator to justice. 36 Swiss lawmakers jointly signed a letter to the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, urging him to help move forward the lawsuits against Jiang Zemin for his role in the 17-year persecution of Falun Gong. Jiang Zemin, as then head of the Chinese Communist Party, launched the persecution in 1999 and personally directed the brutal campaign. Since May 2015, more than 200,000 Falun Gong practitioners throughout the world have filed lawsuits against Jiang with the Chinese Supreme Court. Meanwhile, several million people from multiple countries and areas, including China, have signed a petition calling upon the Chinese legal system to investigate Jiang's crimes. Before signing the letter, Henri Rapaz, a member of the Geneva Council, reminded people not to forget that the world didn't pay attention to the Nazis' crimes until several million Jewish people lost their lives. He believes that it is time to take action to rescue the Chinese Falun Gong practitioners who have been suffering egregious human rights violations. The letter first praised the current anti-corruption campaign in China that has brought about the fall of numerous high-ranking government officials. The Swiss lawmakers believe that the campaign is a sign of improvement in the Chinese legal system. The letter pointed out that the persecution started by Jiang Zemin in 1999 is extremely brutal, especially the state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. The letter informed Mr. Hussein that many organizations, including the UN, the EU Parliament, and other human rights activists have made calls to end these organ harvesting crimes, with 2 million signatures to date. The letter also called upon Mr. Hussein to encourage the Chinese president to indict Jiang and investigate his crimes, considering that more than 200,000 criminal complaints have been filed against him. 10 Swiss lawmakers sent a similar letter last August to the Chinese president directly, urging him to move forward with the lawsuits against Jiang. This time, the signers include 10 federal members of parliament, one former MP, one member of the Grand Council of the Canton of Geneva, a former member of the Grand Council, and 23 members of the Geneva Council.
Ottawa, Canada. Chinese Communist Party drives forced organ harvesting in China, say independent investigators. Three renowned investigators held a press conference in Ottawa, Canada, on June 24, 2016, discussing their updated report on forced organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China. One of the investigators, human rights lawyer David Mattis, said, "Today there is as much of a discrepancy between the volume of transplants in China and sources of organs than the government of China is prepared to admit." Along with David Kilgore, former Canadian Secretary of State for Asia-Pacific, and Ethan Gutman, an award-winning China analyst and investigative journalist, Mattis published an update to their earlier research work on forced organ harvesting in China. Kilgore and Mattis published Bloody Harvest, Organ Harvesting of Falun Gong Practitioners in China, in 2009 to shed a light on the harvesting of organs from living Falun Gong practitioners in China, millions of whom have been detained or imprisoned for their belief. Gutman published The Slaughter, Mass Killings, Organ Harvesting, and China's Secret Solution to its Dissident Problem in 2014, with additional evidence from his independent investigation. In fact, the investigators found that the organ transplants in China occurred based on demand, with a sufficient supply, despite there being no effective organ donation system. Among those who were killed by forced organ harvesting, the majority are innocent Falun Gong practitioners who follow a spiritually based set of exercises. Gutman agreed that the party instigated the systematic organ harvesting. When investigators contacted Chinese hospitals about these actions, they were often told the decision was from higher officials. Some officials asked to discuss such issues using a secret phone line dedicated to high-ranking Communist Party officials. Gutman said the atrocity is not only an issue related to Falun Gong, rather it is a genocide that is occurring in contemporary society. Many things need to be done to end the brutality, Mattis explained, including Canadian legislation. Kilgore said Israel and Taiwan are today's beacons for rule of law countries, whose elected leaders now have the political will to ban transplant tourism at their national and or state levels. He hopes that other countries will take similar actions.
Neighbors demand Falun Gong practitioners' release from illegal detention. An older man from the Beijing area was arrested earlier this year for talking to people about the persecution of Falun Gong, a spiritual practice currently persecuted in China. At the time of this report, 278 people in his town had signed a petition demanding his immediate release, claiming that he'd done nothing wrong. Many also wrote to the authorities explaining what a good person he was and why he should be released. Mr. Sun and his wife were talking to people about the persecution of Falun Gong in a market on January 11, 2016. Someone who was deceived by the Chinese regime's propaganda against the practice called the police, who arrived and arrested Mr. Sun. His wife narrowly escaped. Wishes a fellow townsman, release this good man. After Mr. Sun was arrested, his family and friends started a petition campaign calling for his release. In less than 2 hours, they collected over 100 signatures. Mr. Sun was widely known as a good man who never argued or fought with anyone. One of his neighbors said that there was a muddy road in the neighborhood which no one ever bothered to fix, except Sun. Some said that the police arrested the wrong person and that there was nothing wrong with practicing truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, Falun Gong's core principles. Those who signed the petition weren't afraid of repercussions from the authorities. One said, "I wish they'd come look for me. I have something to say to them. If they had talked to us neighbors, they would have known that Sun is a great person." Many people wrote letters to the authorities, stating that they were willing to vouch for Mr. Sun. One person wrote, "I feel terrible that a good person like Sun is mistreated. I want him to be released soon." A neighbor wrote, "Sun would share everything he has. The government should stop persecuting him and let him go home." Mr. Sun, 68, is retired from the Hairu County Telecommunications Bureau. Since he started practicing Falun Gong in 1997, he's conducted himself based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. He's always there to help. He took care of his parents on his own and never pushed the responsibility onto his siblings. He also takes care of other elderly residents in the village whenever he can. When others need help with chores, he volunteers. When Mr. Sun worked in the Telecommunications Bureau, he was a hard worker and was elected model employee every year, even after the persecution started. Because he refused to give up his belief, since December 2004, Mr. Sun has been detained, incarcerated in a brainwashing center, and tortured in a forced labor camp where he was held for 18 months. His employer valued him so much that he hired him back after his release, with full salary and benefits. When the authorities ordered his employer to monitor him at work, his employer refused to comply. The authorities would not leave Mr. Sun alone, however. In 2011, when the police constantly harassed him at his own house, he and his wife were forced to stay away from home for almost a year to avoid further persecution.
Frankfurt, Germany. Falun Dafa Group inspires and informs at the Parade of Cultures. Falun Dafa practitioners joined the Parade of Cultures in Frankfurt, Germany on June 25, 2016. Launched in 2003, this year's event featured over 70 groups showcasing a vast array of traditions. In addition to a colorful float and lively performances by the Divine Land Marching Band, the Falun Dafa contingent featured a section that informed the public about the persecution in China. Spectators showed appreciation and support. Spectators expressed the importance of exposing the brutality. Cornelia Merscher, a website content editor from Hanover, said it is important to expose the brutality of the Communist Party, because many people do not know what is happening in China today. She said that organ harvesting from living Falun Dafa practitioners must be stopped. Local resident Wolfgang Schreiber was saddened by the brutal suppression of the peaceful Falun Dafa group in China. He asked for several blank petition forms so he could collect more signatures from his friends and family. He said that public awareness is the first step for more people to take action to stop the atrocity. Therese Wujing from Western Germany said she liked the Divine Land Marching Band very much. Having grown up in Poland, she said she knew well of the Communist Party's brutal nature. She encouraged practitioners to tell more people about the persecution in China. Support from Chinese tourists. A large number of Chinese tourists visit Frankfurt every day. A young Chinese couple who lives in London said they were impressed by the Falun Dafa group's procession, especially the marching band. The husband said they had heard about Falun Dafa back in the UK and that he supports practitioners' efforts to stop the persecution. Dobo, a Tibetan who had signed a petition previously calling to end the persecution in China, signed another petition that supports the lawsuits against Jiang Zemin, the former Chinese dictator, for persecuting Falun Dafa. Growing up in Qinghai, he never saw his father, who died as a result of torture by the Chinese communist regime. He said Jiang is the worst, rotten to the core. Dobo asked a practitioner for the location of the nearest group practice site, because he also wants to improve his health through this ancient practice.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.